What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons here in our beautiful Brighton studios powered by Verizon. About 30 minutes from now, I'm going to make a prediction. Ted Johnson and I will be fighting. Probably somewhat emotionally.
Physically?
I may need Dan Ball to protect me.
Oh, God, then you're screwed.
Good luck with that.
Because we're just, guys,
you know what?
Strength in numbers.
It takes two to fight. I have no desire to fight you.
I'm just going to say we will be talking about Jaylen Brown and some comments he made.
Okay.
I think Ted and I might fight over that, but
I can't wait for this.
It's not fighting time. It's presentation time. Everybody picks a stance. It's three-point stance time, Stiz.
Green 19!
Ready!
Green 19!
Green 19's a hot!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead.
WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or Andy and Ted are about to fight and you have to be Andy's muscle, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will debate each and every one. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then myself, Dan Ball, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Damn right I am.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
So, last night we all watched, or a lot of people watched, the Home Run Derby. The Big Dumper took home the top prize with his family on hand. Very cool. His dad was throwing the pitches. His brother was the catcher.
Is that who, awesome. It was his bro?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So they were all over. That's great. You know what else is great? The Big Dumper, the actual nickname. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm going with this. Nicknames make sports more interesting. And I know this is a lost art. I think this probably peaked back in sort of the heyday of newspapers when reporters actually covered stories and came up with creative nicknames, the Splendid Splinter or whoever these guys are in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Now we see everything and sometimes now guys give themselves nicknames. I'm not talking about that. But a good nickname can make you like a player, can make you hate a player, depending on the situation, makes you follow them even more. So I think modern sports has a lack of good nicknames. And I know you can go to, like, their baseball reference page, but half of those no one actually uses. Ted played with a guy, Blue Gay, Randall Gay, Blue Gay. I think that's one of the greatest nicknames of all time. We need more nicknames in sports. They're fun and entertaining. Quick quiz for Ted. Do you know why his nickname was Blue Gay?
I have no idea. I don't remember calling him that.
His nickname was Blue Gay because when he was born, the doctor... Why are you... You're acting like I'm not allowed to talk about this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doesn't sound kosher, though. I will
Randall
say that.
Randall Blue Gay. And the story he told me is when he was born, he was so dark-skinned, he was so black that the doctor thought he was blue and called him Blue Gay, and it stuck from there.
Okay.
That's one of the great nicknames in all of sports.
I don't remember calling him that in the locker room. That's the
only
thing.
Well, maybe you weren't as friendly with Blue Gay as I was.
I guess I wasn't. Okay. I do like nicknames. The thing about nicknames is that someone's got to give it to you.
Yeah, the neck.
So, right.
And if somebody like John Madden gives you a nickname, that's a legit nickname. If you just walk in one day and say, hey, guys, can you start calling me the neck? Well, you're the biggest tool on the planet.
I would say a couple of my favorite nicknames from baseball. The Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Great one. Yep.
The Big Unit.
You know what my nickname was in high school?
Randy Johnson.
The Little Hurt. I swear to God, after Frank Thomas. Because I was a DH one year, and they're like, Frank Thomas is the Big Hurt. You're the Little Hurt.
I think we should bring that one back.
They also called me Pocket Hercules.
Little Hurt. And then...
such a great story.
Thank you, John.
That was a
Kung Fu
coach.
Panda's pretty good too.
Pocket Hercules.
Good names. I like that. That's a good idea. Everybody get a nickname.
What'd you have? What were yours, Ted?
No.
I told you. There's only one. The linebackers tried. Willie Mack wanted to give me a nickname so bad. It doesn't really have a ring to it. And he just called me the monster. That was it. The monster. But then I did tell you the other teams, pretty the Dolphins cool. and the Bills. I guess I learned after I retired, had nicknames for me. Ted the Head and Cement Head Ted. So that was, and I forget which team.
Does that come from the stun and separate
Absolutely.
Technique?
That's where that comes from.
The offensive lineman came up with Cement Head Ted. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Now, Ted the Head, not sure you want that one. That has some other.
Cement Head Ted is got a good ring to it.
Do you like that?
I have no problem with that.
And this would have, and in my mind, this goes back to those, remember, is it Costco Brothers posters? Like a Ted Johnson poster with like a cement head, like he's the thing, would be a sick poster for a kid to put up in his room. And people like Dan are like, what's the poster?
Okay. I'm young. I'm not that young.
They don't do posters anymore, do they?
No posters.
I'm looking at you like, what were you trying to reference there? The Costco guys?
Yeah, but it's
the
not.
The Five Big Booms guys?
What?
The chicken bake, Double chunk chocolate cookie?
No.
Guys that went viral online?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The posters that existed in the late 80s, the Bash Brothers. And you got a poster with Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. There were these brothers, and I think they were the Costco brothers, that they would do photo shoots with players. They would come up with these crazy nicknames
Do you remember Buns and Roses?
No, that's awesome.
It was great. It was great.
Wait, what's that? That's not a sports.
Look it up. The poster. It's a famous poster.
Okay. Do it on a work.
Farrah Fawcett had a famous poster that she was in.
See, you're taking this in a slightly. I'm sorry, sports posters.
Okay.
Ted Johnson didn't have any sports posters. You didn't have like an Earl Campbell poster.
I had Earl and Akeem. Olajuwon and Nolan Ryan.
I had a Akeem Olajuwon. I had the big back of the door one, like the full size of Akeem.
The best.
Been
the best.
When I had it.
One of the top five best all-time players.
All right, Dan Ball, take control.
Okay, sure. All right, Stiz, can I have 60 seconds?
Your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, so I put something up on Twitter. I saw this floating around last night. Apparently, Garrett Crochet and Alex Bregman have become fast friends with Minnesota Twins right-handed pitcher Joe Ryan,
Woo-hoo!
A gentleman who was mentioned to us by Will Fleming last week as a certain potential trade target for the Boston Red Sox. But the question was, what do you need to do in order to get the Minnesota Twins to trade you Joe Ryan? Is Jaron Duran enough to get it done? As we know, the San Diego Padres really want Jaron Duran's services. They are hot on the trail of trying to get him. So a shout out to Pat from the Playtesting Podcast because he put all three of those teams together in a three-team trade. You send Jaron Duran to the San Diego Padres. The Red Sox get Joe Ryan and a gentleman by the name of Jeremiah Estrada, and the Twins get Ethan Salas, Peyton Tolley, Franklin Arias, and Justin Gonzalez. A combination combination of prospects from both the San Diego Padres and the Boston Red Sox. So the Red Sox get the number two starter that they need. So it moves Bayo down. It moves Giolito down. You don't have to worry about Walker Buehler start in the playoffs. The San Diego Padres get Jaron Duran, who they have wanted. Their left field play has been terrible this year. And the Twins get what they're looking for, which is young, starting pitching, some prospects to kind of reset the clock. Everybody wins. Yes, you have to sacrifice Jaron Duran, but you get that number two pitcher that you desperately need. He's cost controlled for a number of years, and you got your rotation for years to come.
Love it.
Tempting.
Love it.
Very, very tempting.
I heard Jones and Keefe talking about
this. I don't
think
they're going to let him go, though.
Jones would not trade Jaron Duran.
Why?
Wow, that was harsh.
No, I know. Not for cents on the dollar, but
for Joe Ryan, a number two starter who makes Bayo your three, Giolito your four. You now go into, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan Ball, because you're the seam head here. You might go into the postseason, assuming you go to the postseason, with the best rotation.
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly up there. I'd have
Crochet, and then Joe Ryan, and then Bayo, assuming Bayo is what Bayo has been.
Yeah.
You might have the best rotation heading into the playoffs. Oh, and a closer? I smell duck boats.
Right. It's probably you and I guess it's you.
Settle down, dude. What is going on
here?
It
took him a second.
Oh, my God.
You pushed it too. You had him. You had him turning the corner, too. You pushed it just a little too far.
3 weeks ago, I was all about Jaron Duran. I just, you know what? I just felt like he was, you know, but he's really playing well now. So it's like... But I think I would be okay with it. I do. I just think there's something in his psyche that I just don't trust that he can be somebody that is isn't going to make a mistake in the outfield, you know, isn't going to go through tough stretches. I know a lot of hitters do, but I don't know. There's something about Jaron Duran that makes me – I like his story. I really do. The kid is impressive that he went public with his stuff. But I think I'd be okay with it if you're getting a number two solid starter in the pitching rotation. I think that would be good.
Because obviously, if you can get Joe Ryan without trading Jaron Duran, sure.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. But we've all done talk radio and you're like, somebody calls in and says, I'd like to trade my three worst players for a stud pitcher. That's not how it works.
Right.
You got to give something to get something. Now, the worst case scenario is you trade Jaron Duran and then like Roman Anthony or Seydon Rafaela gets hurt and they're out for the rest of the year and you're like, oh, I went from having four outfielders to not enough outfielders.
That's the risk, yeah.
Well, but we can't play this game of Seydon Rafaela's at second base twice a week and then you're sitting Abreu, you're sitting Anthony, you're trying to squeeze Yoshida into...
Yep.
That's not the mix that's going to get the best cumulative lineup that you can have. The thing that your boy Rafaela needs, Andy, is consistency. He needs to play center field every single day.
Agreed.
Because we saw last year when he played second and short and third and center and right and hit everywhere in the lineup, he wasn't as good.
Nope.
Now that he is your everyday center fielder, he's set. Anthony should be in left. Abreu plays a strong right. And I think if San Diego's that gung-ho about getting Duran, try to see how much you can get for him.
Or can I offer you a nice, shiny Christian Campbell?
Yeah. Speaking of cents on the dollar.
My guess. I don't know. I can't imagine that any team's going to be hot for Christian Campbell right now.
Maybe not, but that would be the thing I would offer up to try to entice them, be like, did you see March and April? I mean, the guy was awesome. He was the rookie of the month. Since then, it hasn't gone great. Yeah. The adjustment period, you know, it happens to everybody.
And the contract is super movable. You'll get rid of him in a moment's notice if he sucks.
You're not stuck with that contract. You're lucky to have that contract.
All right, Teddy, ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, so this is a fascinating sports figure, and that's Caitlin Clark. The Fever come in tonight. They're playing the Connecticut Sun. It'll be on national TV, right?
Yes,
and,
indeed.
And I have a text chain with my family that a bunch of farmers out there in Iowa. Where I will be later this week, and they're all huge Caitlin Clark fans, and so we were just talking about her. And I find her to be fascinating, and just more than anything, I find how the WNBA has reacted to her to be fascinating. A lot of the stuff that she had to kind of endure last year, I thought was a rookie thing. You know, people are going to say it's a race thing, and maybe that plays into it, but I just thought a lot of what we saw last year would not be there this year, and it still is. It's amazing to me that there's not more players that kind of have her back. And when she's been injured, she's missed, I think, about 9 games.
Yeah.
Early in the season when she was getting injured, they said the ratings drop off almost 50% when she's not out there. It's amazing to me. The WNBA players voted her ninth amongst guards for the All-Star game. She finished first in voting, of course, for the fans for the All-Star game and third by the media in the All-Star game. But the WNBA players voted her ninth for the All-Star game. It's too bad because the what she has done for that league is just made it so much more enjoyable, and for the players to still kind of treat her the way they do is it's a little bit disheartening.
I have thoughts.
Please share them. We're through all three.
I love the word that you used, fascinating. You're fascinated by Caitlin Clark.
It's psychology. It's an interesting case of psychology for
me.
And
what you didn't say is I love Caitlin Clark, because I don't know if I love Caitlin Clark. I am fascinated by her. I watch her. My eyes are drawn to her games.
This
I want to know what's going on.
We're the same here. Yeah, go.
But I see activities, actions, demeanor, things that could rub me the wrong way, and I only watch every once in a while.
This is good, yep.
If I dealt with that on a daily basis, I might not like her.
Like, there's a I mean, for everybody to, it just feels like the entire league doesn't like her.
Correct.
What is it about her that I'm not seeing that maybe they have an issue with?
You don't think, because just me from watching from afar and the stuff that I've seen from Caitlin, I get the small feeling that she has kind of a chip on her shoulder.
100%.
You guys get that?
Yes.
Yeah. So does LeBron James, and so does Tom Brady.
I was just going to ask you a few rhetorical questions about your, because what's your opinion of LeBron James?
I hate him.
Right. But do you enjoy watching him?
Yeah, but I root against him.
Do you appreciate what he does in the game of basketball?
He's freaking unbelievable.
Right. And is he fantastic for the game?
Yeah.
Does the game suffer when he's not involved in some capacity?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. It's very, very similar.
But what is LeBron James?
The best player of all time?
No, I was just going to throw it out there because Ted threw it out there. Second best. Get the hell out of here with that.
He's a young kid.
That almost snuck through.
He never seen Jordan.
But this is part of the discussion. So I don't say this to create controversy. LeBron James is black, right?
Right.
In a league that is dominated by black players.
Sure.
Caitlin Clark is white in a league that is dominated by black players.
Yeah, it's a factor.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It is.
I do think that the media makes the race thing out a little more than it is. I really do. I don't think the players are.
She's white.
I get it, but I feel like the media has kind of created it into like this racism, like that's the main thing. I really think that's a lot lower than, to these players.
So then what's your reasoning as to why she's clearly not liked or respected or coddled
nobody,
or treated?
Nobody likes the prom queen. Everyone's going to hate on the prom queen.
But it's the prom queen who gives it, almost gives it as good as she gets it.
Yes.
Too, right? She talks some smack out.
Well, that's to my original point that she has a chip on her shoulder, which was what
so
I was
LeBron
gonna
didn't,
say.
The chosen one at 18 years old when he joined the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Kobe, yeah.
They had chips on their shoulder. They were the chosen ones. And I did not see the type of pushback.
Yeah, you want to know why? And God forgive
me. They're black.
No, Jesus Christ, Andy. Females. They're women. Oh. Like, they're catty. They're going to, like, come on.
That's more offensive than the black thing.
Jesus. Good God. I don't know.
You just offended
this whole
half
hour.
The entire audience. I was only going with a percentage, but you just... So you really think that's what it is?
I think it plays a part of it, yes. And I do think that the media plays up the race thing more than it actually is to these players on the court. And I'm not, listen, I love women. Like, I'm not, but I mean, you just watched
Love
Island.
Some of my best friends are women.
But, you know, like, you just finished watching Love Island. Like,
I went to high school with a woman.
They tend to fight with each other.
I'm with you. My wife has brought this up. We've watched games, and she is a woman. I'm pretty sure about that after these years. She's brought this up, women are catty. Like, there's a woman's nature.
I have a son who plays college and sports, and a daughter. The drama with my daughter's teams are just like, they're incredible compared to my son, who doesn't have to deal with that. There's a lot of drama on those on the female teams, for sure.
And there's even layers, like sexuality is a thing that is a story in women's sports, in the WNBA at different levels. So that's another layer in here. But the word Ted used is the right word. Fascinating. This is going to be studied in documentaries and books, because she's not going anywhere. They better hope she's not going anywhere, because they're screwed if she goes somewhere, because her audience is a big part of their audience. And that's why they're playing where tonight?
TD Garden.
Yep. Why? Caitlin Clark.
Right.
That's literally the two words.
So
no disrespect to the Connecticut Sun. No disrespect to what you've been building over decades. That is awesome. Growing the game and building a fan base and all of that. There's a reason that I watched last year when you were at the Garden and this year when you're at the Garden, because Caitlin Clark brings eyeballs.
When does the tide turn? When, I mean, she's second in shooting percentage in the WNBA. 9 assists per night, almost 17 points per game, yet the players vote her the ninth best guard.
So I think when
when does
the,
that change?
When the old guard changes. I think when some of the longer time female WNBA players age out, because Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, I think Angel Reese gets it. I think Angel Reese loves it. I think Angel Reese has played this rivalry with Caitlin Clark like a fiddle for her own benefit. She was making how many millions?
If she can make a layup
at LSU. But that's my point. She's like, I'm not really that good, but if they want me to be her rival and I can parlay this into Bird versus Magic,
very true.
I will play that game and collect that coin. Yes, Diz.
I just took a look, quick look on the internet. You guys want to guess the cheapest price you can get into the TD Garden for tonight?
How about
200, 150.
I'm going to say 150.
150, Ted, you're going to go 200 or 200, Dan?
Buck 25.
150.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nailed that's balcony, up in the balcony.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's great, yeah.
I mean, that's similar. We're talking about Coldplay. Coldplay tickets were selling for that. Like, that's impressive.
I'd love for an WNBA team to come here.
And there's been talk of it. Yep, there has been talk of it.
They want one.
And I like it. They have the best sweatshirts in all of sports because they have that all-orange sweatshirt with just the WNBA logo on it. Is sweet for somebody.
Andy loves orange.
You got
love
one,
me
fan.
Some orange. But no, this is, and we did get a positive text, actually, which is rare, from the 857. This may be the greatest WEEI segment of all time. And I don't think that's sarcasm. I think that's actually. Oh, screw you, Stan. I was feeling good. I was taking it as an actual compliment. No, all I right, think this going. Is interesting. And especially, you know when it's really interesting? Right now. You know why? There's nothing happening. There's an all-star game tonight that some people may or may not watch.
Zach.
It may or may not matter. Even baseball guys may or may not watch it.
Yeah.
This is a good time. Tomorrow will be the ESPYs. This is the dead time in the sports calendar. I'm not saying if Caitlin Clark was in town on the same day that the Celtics were playing, well, that couldn't happen, but the Celtics were playing somebody and the Bruins had a game and Patriots open camp. Okay, no. But right now, this is a big story in sports. And also, women's sports are growing. Like, just get used to it. You don't have to like it. You can be sexist and old school, and there's only four sports, and they're played by men and all that. That's not the reality anymore.
Yeah.
Women's sports are growing. They're fun. Is it a different game? Yes. Are you going to see anybody dunk? No. Are there going to be any alley-oops? No. Can it be a fun game? Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of times the skill is usually a lot better. Like, technical skill. Like, you watch the LPGA golfers. Their swings are incredible.
Great
it's not
swings.
Power, but it's technique.
And you have some of that in women's basketball,
right,
where all those people that for years loved, like, Princeton and their back cutting in the NCAA tournament.
Bounce passes.
Right, all that. You'll get some of that. If that's your brand of basketball, more so than just, you know, dunks and jacking up. Well, jacking up threes is sort of Caitlin Clark's world. But there is some aspect to that, which a lot of people also tie into race, if we're going to be honest. Like Princeton and like old school basketball. In my day, we bounced past. Mm-hmm. We didn't try to throw alley-oops. And there's some levels of racial undertones to that.
It's just a fascinating conversation. And none of what was said during this is with any kind of malice. It just doesn't make any sense. This is the best player, or this is the most talented player, the most popular player in the league. And the players in the league that are benefiting financially and, you know, social media wise from it are unwilling to recognize it properly. It's just it's a fascinating conversation.
It's in her second year.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of thought a lot of that was just a rookie.
Rookie hazing. You know, rookie.
I mean, that's kind of your introduction is, and rookies are going to have it harder than the vets. Now that she's a veteran and she's still being treated that way, that's why I find it to be fascinating.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Our buddy Joe in Melrose has a thought on Caitlin Clark. What's up, Joe?
Hey, yeah. How you guys doing? Yeah, I definitely think this is not a race issue. It's a gender issue. If you look at like TikTok and things, a lot of young men of color are like really impressed about how Caitlin Clark plays. I mean, this is an absolute gender issue. I mean, the majority of the people in America are women. The majority of the voters are women. And we've never had a female president because women hate each other's guts. And it's something that's underneath. It's true. It's something that's underneath the surface that doesn't come out. But remember Ronda Rousey with the MMA fighters and the other female fighters hated her guts so much, even though she brought so much attention to that sport. Your great point about the LPGA golfers, they're really good. And I just think it's just like most of
Was
doing good
that.
Until there.
I mean, there was some generalizations
going on.
Not
to go off topic, but I thought Ronda Rousey was fascinating. To watch her do her thing until she got knocked the
smoke
out.
Yep.
That was, but so yeah, yeah, yeah. Your point is interesting. Yeah, women's sports. It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. And Ronda Rousey was fun to watch. She was great. Dominant, and she was popular. That's another
until
example.
She wasn't. Yeah.
Right. And she was sort of the first one to come along and blew up women's mixed martial arts.
No
and
doubt,
all that.
Man.
617-779-7937. If you want to chime in on our 3-point stances, feel free. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Jaylen Brown, the leader and star of your 2025-2026 Boston Celtics.
Here we go.
Had an interesting interview with some interesting things to say, and Ted Johnson's not happy about it. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, who is happy, has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Ask me again at 6 and we'll see. But for the time being, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Cal Raleigh is your winner of the 2025 Home Run Derby. Raleigh hit 18 home runs to Junior Caminero's 15 in the final round. He becomes the first catcher to ever win the Derby and the first switch hitter to win the competition outright. The MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. Paul Skenes starts for the NL opposite Tarek Skubal. Here is your lineup. First for the American League, it's Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, Aaron Judge, Kyle Raleigh, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Ryan Ahern, Junior Caminero, Javier Baez, and Jacob Wilson. And for the National League, Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna, Ketel Marte, Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, Will Smith, Kyle Tucker, Francisco Lindor, and Pete Crow Armstrong round out the nine. The Celtics fell to 2-1 in NBA Summer League play with a 100-96 loss to the Heat last night. 7 Boston players were in double digits in scoring, led by Baylor Shireman with 19. The Celtics visit the Lakers on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on the Connecticut Sun tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 8 p.m., and the game will be televised on ESPN. And new within the hour, the Jets and cornerback Sauce Gardner reached an agreement on a 4-year deal that ties him to the team for the next 6 seasons through 2030. It pays him $30.1 million per year. It's the same structure and length as Garrett Wilson's deal that was signed on Monday. Gardner's deal includes $60 million guaranteed. Visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I design everything. I've been a part of everything, so... you got to support. You supporting, you know, independency, supporting, you know, creativity and ownership. So it's been fun, and I look forward to doing a lot of cool stuff, integrating science, integrating technology, also into it, you know, so kids can learn as well as be a part of the creative process.
Great player on the court, great man in the community, and a hater here on WEEI Afternoons and Ted Johnson. So, Noah Dalzell, who does a great job covering the Celtics, also, I think, did a good job creating a relationship with Jaylen Brown by attending all his events and his pop-ups and different things, which generally pays off at some point if you're a reporter with a feature or a sit-down.
It's always this time of year.
Yep.
Right? Before the season starts.
Well, we brought this up because I know you're a little annoyed by some of these comments. We're going to get into that. And I said to these guys, wasn't it this time a year ago where Jason Tatum had that weird interview with Washington Magazine or something? And he's like, I don't get the respect I deserve. And if you took my name off it and just looked at the numbers, I'd get more respect. Like, oh, yeah. This is bitching season.
No, both of them. Right. Both of them can do it.
And, well, I don't think them.
In the middle of
I think
summer.
NBA players. This is like bitching season where they're not doing anything. They're like, I don't get enough respect. Right. I don't get loved enough. Like,
No, you're right. But it's the players I care about are the Celtics. And when it feels like an annual thing in the summer, there's always an article about not being respected.
Yep.
And today it's Jaylen Brown basically saying, I can't be myself because of the politics in Boston. Please explain what he's trying to say there. What does he mean when he says
he
that?
He tiptoes through the race issue we were talking about.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely. Before he got the contract, he talked about not being comfortable, not being able to do business.
Said he couldn't buy a house.
He was questioning the... racism, like just potential racism in banking and business and money.
He didn't speak plainly.
No, and they a lot of people never do. Like they don't. They kind of tiptoe because if you say it all in, now you're all in. Now you're like pot committed, as they say in the gambling world. And he's a smart guy. He's a Boston Celtic. We saw it when we were down there at Scores.
Yeah.
Like he's got a pop up shop. He wants to sell sneakers and hoodies and things outside. So like you gotta be careful. Is he edgy? Is he involved in the community and does he want to push certain agendas? Absolutely. Does he also want to be a businessman and be popular? I think both. And I think it's sometimes tough to do those things. There was one quote in here, so there's some different quotes we'll talk about. He kind of rehashed some of the stuff he's talked about in the past, not being able to be himself and play his game and subjugating his ego to steal a word from the Patriot world and all of that. A lot of nodding and head, a lot of movement going on from Ted Johnson.
I'm agreeing with you. Yes, yes, yes.
But I think maybe why I like him, there was one quote here that jumped out to me, a very simple few words. I disagree with a lot of things. That really resonated with me because I tend to disagree with a lot of things. He went on to say, I've had to change roles, styles. I've had to do things that other players of my talent just haven't had to do, and I've been okay with them because I've always been a team guy. I feel like sometimes that gets taken for granted. Do you not believe that to be true?
No.
What?
What is the style? What does he want to play? What am I missing when I watch him play?
First fiddle.
What?
100%.
Not second fiddle. First fiddle. He has always been second fiddle to the anointed one. Jason Tatum arrived, and he was the next Paul Pierce and Kobe.
That's what was said the day he arrived. What are you talking about? You're saying Okay, so the fans think he's a second fiddle. What does that have to do with his role on the basketball court?
Just the fans. I think the coaches. I think the organization. Okay, I think.
Well, everybody. He doesn't say that clearly. I don't know what he's saying right there.
I think that's what he's saying. Like, you're right. He didn't flat out say Joe Mazzulla makes me the Robin of this team.
So he doesn't shoot as much as he wants, or he doesn't play the minutes he gets to
Or the style he wants.
What is the style that he doesn't get to play?
I think not the slow walking Jason Tatum dribble dribble three Jason Tatum. Like that style, I'm not sure is always in the best interest of the Boston Celtics, and Jaylen Brown sees that.
You know what? Jaylen Brown had an opportunity to go somewhere else. He signed a max deal, $300 million. And so, you know, for a guy that signs a contract to stay here for all that money, the highest paid player a couple years ago, and still complain, it just comes off, it's tone deaf to me.
100%. And you just triggered me in a memory. You had a teammate in Richard Seymour that either overtly or covertly would bitch about being a Patriot, Belichick, some of the things that were on the players, whatever. And then he signed a massive deal. But he did later. But he signed a contract, and I'm like, well, you signed a contract. If it's so bad here, take your services elsewhere. You're a Pro Bowl caliber. People will want you. People will pay you. The one big difference for Jaylen Brown is he makes more with the Celtics than anywhere else. The only place he could sign the Supermax because of the whole NBA, CBA hierarchy was with the Celtics. So he went where the money was. Now, he also probably likes winning and likes the organization. And do you think he absolutely hates or regrets his role? Because I don't. I think he's just pointing out, I do these things. Like, I do give something up to be a Boston Celtic and
I'd just
be
like to know what that is. He just talks in ambiguity. He doesn't really, he's not direct. He kind of talks in circles. And I think he talks out of both sides of his mouth. And that's what makes it frustrating. I don't know they put handcuffs on him? Like, he can't be what are you talking about? He basically gets to do. I don't know. I can't see him on the court and think, oh, he's not the player he really wants to be.
Or he's clearly being held back.
Yeah, well, I can't
tell
see
you.
That.
It's funny that you. So you don't really like Jaylen Brown, is that?
You know what?
Fair
I don't
fair?
Like this stuff. This is the stuff I do not like.
Okay, but I think the interesting part is I think he agrees with Ted Johnson, the Celtics analyst, more than you'd think. I think he would like a team that plays basketball with less threes, more defense, aggression, more physicality. He has over the years. It was a story a couple years ago before they won the title, Dan Ball, that they would finish huddles, and instead of saying, like, go Celtics, he'd say, defense!
Right.
When he thought they were getting away from their roots as a defensive-first team. And they did. Their defense started to become – they were good, but it wasn't the priority anymore. They started to become a little bit more of an offensive team, a Jason Tatum three-point team.
I also don't love that, by the way. If you feel that way, say something. Don't do like a passive-aggressive cheer and then go back and play.
So I agree with that. There is some things, and he did say, I'm different. I've done different things, pissed people off, made people not like me, things like that. I appreciate those who show up. We have people show up in the rain. They're very appreciated by me. He acknowledges this right here. That if there are five Celtics fans out there, three might like him, two don't. Or
yeah,
two
it's like the shirt
him.
That you own. I'm not for everyone.
He should absolutely have that shirt.
Yeah.
He is not
that should
for
be
everyone.
741 branded.
On the,
so
on the floor
so the
or
few people
off
that don't like him, he's got an issue with. Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably something to that.
He wants everyone to love him. That's not possible.
No, I don't think he wants everyone to love him.
Okay. That's what it sounds like.
I think he just sees some hypocrisy at times.
When he says, I've had to deal with a lot. I feel like I haven't been able to be myself in certain capacities because of the politics.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
I don't really know. Now, I can tell you like my sort of perception as a Jaylen Brown fan and a Jason Tatum hater at times. I think he's annoyed by the anointment of Jason Tatum.
And just
like he feels like Jason Tatum is the guy, if they were going to make a big trade, they're going to call Jason Tatum and then maybe they text Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Like that Jason Tatum is more invested or tied into the organization than he is. That's
well, the,
just what I
the
read.
The last quote is the closest he gets, Ted, to saying that. I feel like I'm very talented. I'm one of the talented people in this league on this planet. I feel like I'm looking forward to showing the world more. He just wants to
be
a number one.
Let's go.
He believes he should be a number one on the Celtics or somewhere else. But to your point, all right, so ask for a trade. Don't sign the deal.
Get out.
Go somewhere where you can be a number one. Ask to be that. Go to say trade me to Dallas for Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, bro.
Or what, you know, whatever.
Or make a bad pass and make Jason Tatum adjust to it, tear his Achilles, and get your chance to be a number one here.
Perfect. Play right according to plan.
But what does that say? Here's a guy that would rather be a number one than being a part of a team that wins championships.
Yeah, and then the same thing he's saying, it's such a team player.
Well, he won a title. He stayed here. He chose to be second fiddle to Jason. So his actions.
What a burden it's been on me. What a burden,
yeah,
Ted.
Exactly.
Oh,
I don't care for the tone of this room right now.
Speaking out of both sides of his mouth.
No. His actions are what you guys want. His words are what annoy you. Is that fair? Like, his actions are, he played second fiddle to Jason Tatum. He plays the style that Joe Mazzulla wants to play. And he has been a good teammate. And he has helped you win a title. Like, all those things that you want. And then he has to remind you, though, I could be something else.
Yeah, he's kind of open-mouth insert foot.
A little bit.
You're going into a year where it's you know, I don't know, it's his kind of team right now. And this is what this is the tone he sets. It just kind of, the timing of it just always, every summer, I feel like we get one of these articles about Jaylen Brown and his just, you know, displeasure with the city and the town and the team and It just falls on deaf ears, man.
So I give him credit, though. To me, this puts an even bigger bullseye on him, an absolute big bullseye.
Yeah, it does.
Because when he says, I'm looking forward to showing that.
Like, let's go, bro.
Right? He's going to get his opportunity to show the world. Now, if I were him, part of this article would have been, now I would have preferred they not trade away two key veteran players and tear the team down around me when it's my first shot to be the number one.
But it doesn't matter. He's one of the most talented people on the planet, and he's excited to show you that.
He is.
Doesn't matter.
Hopefully he works on his ball handling this offseason. I'm a little worried about that.
But
that point is well taken. I think he's definitely good. You know, part of me is like, yes, you just put yourself in a corner, JB. Now it's you want. This is what you want. Let's see how it goes,
so JB,
man.
I need about 26 points. I need about 8 rebounds, 7 assists, still a steal a game, and I need wins. I need a playoff team as a top 4 seed. That is your challenge. If you're as good as you think you are, and you're as good as I've been selling for 5 years on this flipping radio station, you'll get your ass out there and you'll live up to it.
I mean, he's had a couple opportunities. You know, JT got hurt in a finals game with his ankle early in the game. We saw how that turned out.
Yeah,
you
that
saw
one
how,
wasn't great.
You saw last year how it turned out against the Knicks.
I saw the second to last game of this season where he was awesome. Then I saw the last game where no one else showed up.
There's
little minute samplings, but now it's going to be game after game, night after night. It's going to be 82 of them. Hopefully that he gets his ass out there and leads the Boston Celtics. That's going to do our. We didn't fight as much as I thought we were going to there.
No,
I was surprised. Like, you kind of felt
ready
like
to separate you guys.
You were kind of a little bit on my side, or at least understood my point of view.
I can be objective,
which is shocking.
Yeah, I can be objective. I disagree with a lot of things, just like Jaylen Brown. But I can be objective. He has his warts, and he has a lot to prove this year. Up next here, we get a little check in with the other aspects of the Boston Celtics. Is Simon staying or going? Or is their team set? Did you happen to watch any of last night's Summer League game? I didn't, but I saw it on social media. Jordan Walsh got ejected right in front of Brad Stevens. A little physicality, a little angst in Summer League basketball. We'll check in with all the storylines of the Boston Celtics. And Dame Lillard, is he still coming or is he not coming? What's the deal with Dame Lillard? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
There you go, Stiz. Turn that up, brother. There you go. I'll tell you all about it. I'll take pictures.
I don't care for this.
I need some video.
This is United Gillette tonight or tomorrow night. Dude. You're missing out. I heard the...
It's going to be
great. The light show's fun.
And you're going to love it.
The stage is cool. They got the stage kind of going way out into the onto the field.
Where are you sitting?
So I'm like, I'm kind of in, I think, 205. So it's like I'm on the second level and back from the stage.
Okay.
You know, it's further back, but it's, I like that second. I like being up a little bit.
You're not a floor guy?
No, definitely not a floor guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
I like being up. So
your mic's on, Stiz, just an
FYI.
About that. So don't swear back there.
I would be curious to run into you in a mosh pit. That would be that'd be a hell of a
time. The guy
time.
Whose name is Rockhead or whatever.
I think his mosh pit days are over.
Ted Long the Head one, Dan over. Zero.
The WBZ used to have the River Rave. What was they call it?
Oh yeah,
the stadium. And I got into it a little. You know, when some of the bands.
That
came
was
there.
That was
a good time.
You saw a lot of nice visuals. Yes,
Ted. What's the best concert? I mean, you know, whatever. Like, just you can pick one. But like, one of the best concerts you've ever been to.
One of the best concerts, probably. I mean, Rush. I've been to a couple.
Oh yeah,
Rush,
you're a big Rush guy.
Was great.
Is Foo Fighters up there for you?
I haven't been to Foo Fighters.
Oh, you haven't seen Foo Fighters?
No, but I'm a big Smashing Pumpkins fan.
Oh yeah,
and
they're
so
awesome.
I like seeing them. They played at the Wang not too long ago, and I've told you the Billy Corgan story. Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I haven't heard. Well,
we've come this far.
Billy was. What I didn't realize, I was good. I'm good friends with Chris Nowinski, a former defensive lineman for Harvard.
Yep.
Who was also a wrestler.
Yes.
Chris Harvard was his name, and so Billy is a huge WWE fan.
He owns a wrestling company, I believe.
Yeah.
Smaller than WWE.
And Chris invited me, and so Billy invited us backstage after. It was awesome. So this is probably like 2005, 6, 7, something around there. And we go backstage, and it's packed. Billy sees me and Chris, and he tells everyone to leave, like, to get out of here. And so it's just the three of us. And Billy's in a robe, just a white robe, after he's done with the show, and he's got this big bowl, and it's this big salad. And he's just, right? And he's got this robe, and he's just sitting there on the couch, and we're telling stories. And he's telling me stories. He told us stories about... he had a love triangle with Courtney Love.
Oh, sure.
And the lead singer
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Right. He was telling us details of that, which was fascinating. You know, the only thing I wanted Billy to kind of close the robe a little bit. You know, he's sitting there. He's, I'm just like,
put that away.
I just want you to kind of, can I close that robe for you a little bit? But couldn't have been a nicer guy. Honestly, was just a down to earth, cool dude. Told us some great stories, and I love the fact he told everyone to get out. And it was just me and Chris and Billy.
I didn't expect when backstage. You said it that way. Everybody else get out.
Yeah.
There's a big bowl of salad. I did not expect that to end with salad.
I mean, you know, can you imagine how hungry you got to be after a show like that? And that was, I'm sure, probably the same salad he eats after every show.
Oh, yeah. Creature Habit. That's on his rider or whatever.
But that's my, and then one of the best was you two at the Sphere last year.
Oh, you went to the Sphere?
That's incredible. That
Vegas. We went to Vegas, and the way we got tickets was crazy. We didn't have tickets when we got there. We met some people from Boston on the way out there who knew they got tickets. They wanted to go, didn't have tickets. When they got there, they were able to get them, and they got me through, like, Steve Burton. They knew Steve Burton that knew me. And they got me connected with the people that I met on the airplane, and got tickets to go to see U2. And it was probably the best concert because the visuals are insane.
Right.
It's just,
you're just kind of like surrounded by whatever the visual is, right?
Yeah. And I would suggest anybody gets fear, get the seats that are higher up. We were like kind of at the back.
Yeah.
And so you look down on it as opposed to kind of looking up at the screen. And it made for a better kind of experience, I think.
Here's where you can make fun of me. I think I would get, like, seasick or something. I don't think my belly
There's probably
would be
something
okay
to that.
Well, have you been to, like, an IMAX?
Yep, and I have to close my eyes sometimes and, like, realize I'm just in a chair and nothing's actually happening because
everything's okay. Everything's
belly.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
That's true. You are the travel diary.
I definitely would say it's a concert. It's worth flying to Vegas just for the Sphere concert.
I almost just want to see the outside even. I see these things online where they just make it like the
giant
Monster
eyeball.
Inc. eye or something. Yeah. And I'm like, that just looks ridiculous. I want to see that in person. I would like
it's worth it.
I know Kenny Chesney was there recently. That's one I could have seen.
Is your boy George going there?
Oh, my boy George. My boy George is doing a great thing for the summer camp tragedy in Texas, doing a full raising funds concert.
Oh, good,
impromptu,
yeah.
Boom, sold out immediately.
Oh, good for you, George Strait.
George
Strait, the best.
Good dude. Okay, so we were supposed to, and we got a couple minutes here. Dame Lillard. Is Jason Tatum recruiting Dame Lillard, and do we want Dame Lillard on the Celtics? This thing doesn't go away, and I feel like the longer he draws it out, the better off a team like the Celtics is in terms of does he make sense for the Celtics. Dan Ball, I don't believe we ever got you on the right. I want no part of Dame Lillard.
Why?
I don't
just restate why real quick.
So Dame Lillard, to me, you know, you're building this team, I guess, for the year from now when Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown will be the core. And where does Dame Lillard fit in? Does he fit in with Jason Tatum? Who's taking the shots at the end of games? Do you need another older, slowing point guard coming off an Achilles? I don't know. And I've said this, it feels cheap to me. Feels desperate. Feels like something if Golden State did because of their aging core and roster, like one last bite at the apple kind of thing. Go for it. Well, we're not in that position. We still have prime of their career superstars in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So I want no part of Dame Lillard, but where are you on this?
I love this. I think it makes a lot of sense. But the reason I think it's taking so long is I'm sure he's going through offers to try to be, you know, to still try to be a focal point of somebody's offense, to try to thread the needle of I'm a focal point of the offense. I'm a starter, but I also have a chance to win a championship, which he's currently missing. I think as you go through it and the offers may not be what he's looking for, to be a sixth man on the Boston Celtics in 2026-27, which may be a role that he's more suited for after going through a pretty tough injury and a rehab and all that kind of stuff. If you are of the mindset that Peyton Pritchard should take the next step and be amongst your starting five moving forward, I think he fills in that sixth man, first guy off the bench, small ball, threes in clutch spots, plays, you know, a certain 15-20 minute stretch in big games, but helps you chase a championship by trying to chase a ring for his own. I love that. I really love that, especially because you have that $5 million mid-level exception. Mm-hmm. I think he fits in perfectly, if you can get him to accept that role.
If he accepted that role, I would be all for it. I just don't think he would. But Dan, in a perfect world, I think that's Dame Lillard coming off the bench.
Sure.
That would be fantastic. I just don't think he would do that.
Yeah. Back to that word. I'm not sure he could subjugate his ego to.
Yeah.
And he might even agree in theory to that role, but then I'd also like to see how it plays out when the rubber meets the road.
I want him to be a part-time player again. The youngest team in the NBA won the championship this year. The third youngest team in the NBA was lost the NBA in the NBA finals. So it's more about, to me, the game is going to this cutting, off the dribble, youth, fast kind of league, and he does not fit that mold. Right.
We don't need two guys off Achilles, one of them in his mid-30s.
I agree with that, but both of those teams also had a guy in their, like T.J. McConnell and Alex Caruso, a guy coming off the bench.
Again,
I think the farther we go, the more that Jason Tatum can get in his ear, the more he's trying to convince him, listen, you're not going to be featured as much as you would be with the Heat, with a, you know, insert name of team here, but you're going to have a damn good chance to win with both of us back and healthy.
And the contract's just very tantalizing.
Oh, easy. It's perfect. It's a Brad Stevens dream. Yeah. Like, wait, this guy's available and I don't have to pay him anything? Sure, sign me up with all my money troubles. All right, we're coming up on 4 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. That means it's time for 4 o'clock football. We got a couple segments here focusing on the Patriots. Training camp starting in a little more than a week, so that means we might even have a Bill Belichick reference. There's a lot going on in the world of football, even the Jets making moves. But what we're going to start off with, question, who could be a potential surprise cut for your New England Patriots? I'm sure Ted hated this question when he was a player, maybe late in his career, because he might have been posed as one that we could throw out there. He's shaking his head now. But we're going to come up with some potential surprise cuts for the 2025 New England Patriots under Mike Vrabel. That's up next, 4 o'clock football, WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.